In the name of one God, Holy Trinity, Amen. Today we find ourselves in the second Sunday in Lent. And as I'm sure most of you know, Lent is the 40 days leading up to Easter, and we don't count the Sundays in that span of time. Because Sunday is the day of our Lord, and it's always a feast day. So why we don't say Alleluias on the Sundays in Lent is a mystery to me, but who am I to question age-old authority? If you know me, you know I usually do question age-old authority. But, you know, I'm okay with not saying Alleluias today, because today I'm not really in an Alleluia mood. But today's sermon, let's call this sermon Foxes and Hens. One way of thinking about lectionary reading, to use current jargon, is to view it as an outtake from a movie, a screenshot, if you will. If we consider the Gospel of Luke as a self-contained story, or perhaps as a movie with a beginning, a middle, and an end, in any lectionary reading, what we have is an outtake from that movie. Ever watch the previews of the coming attractions and think, I guess I won't bother to go see that one. I've already seen all the good parts. Or maybe, pretty intriguing. I'll shell out some money for a ticket for that one. Or, nah, no way. The hope here is that today's little snippet, this trailer, however you want to look at it, will pique your interest enough that you may want to see the whole thing, to get the bigger picture, to buy a ticket to the good news, except, of course, you can't buy a ticket to the good news because it's free and everybody's invited. So, foxes and hens. Let's pretend for now that we don't know the rest of the story. Enter the Pharisees with their dire warning. Get away from here, Jesus, for Herod wants to kill you. Now, in this little imaginary outtake that I've cooked up in my mind, we can see how, from the way they're cast, these Pharisees, shifty-eyed, pious, and scheming, that these might not be people who can be trusted. Do they have Jesus' best interests in mind, or do they have ulterior motives for wanting him out of town? And who is this Herod cat, anyway? Hard to say. We'll have to see the rest of the movie to find that out. But here stands Jesus, meek and mild? No. Jesus, strong and confident. Go and tell that fox for me. Listen. Listen, I'm doing my work, I'm healing and helping people, and I, pardon me, and I won't be stopped, and then when I'm done, in 3 days, I'll be on my way, and neither you nor Herod can stop that either, because you can't kill me, not outside of Jerusalem. And then Jesus' demeanor changes. Still strong and confident, a sadness clouds his face as he laments, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. You will not see me again till the time comes when you say, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Cut. Pretty intriguing, right? I mean, makes you want to know what led up to this defining moment. Who all these people are. What kind of place is this Jerusalem? And how is this whole fox and hen thing going to work out? It's quite a trailer, quite a teaser. Makes me want to see the whole thing. But we all know the backstory, right? We heard about his birth, in a barn at Christmas time. We heard about his baptism and his transfiguration during Epiphany, and we know how his good work, we know his good works leading up to this today's outtake, and we know the rest of the story too. We know that he did go on to Jerusalem, where he was killed, and where that old fox Herod was complicit in his murder, and where the Pharisees, those old foxes themselves, were complicit too. But we know that that was not the end of the story either, because we're told that God affirmed him and confirmed who he was once again by resurrecting him, the Son of God who came to reconcile the world. But if all we had was today's screenshot, isolated incident from Jesus' ministry, what could we make of that? Well, to me, the most interesting thing about today's reading is Jesus' choice of words, the metaphors that he used to describe Herod, his archenemy, and himself. Herod, that fox. Jesus himself, a hen who longs to gather her brood under her wings, even though they are unwilling to be gathered. And it's such a poignant turn of phrase, I think, such a revelation that Jesus is conveying to his listeners then on his way to Jerusalem, on his way to the cross, and to us today in the second Sunday in Lent. How do things usually go when hen meets fox? Usually not too well for the hen. And that's how it seems to work in this world. Those who have power are all about keeping it by whatever means necessary. And ironically, they seem to be the ones who are the most insecure and afraid. And those who have the least to lose, the weak, the powerless, the vulnerable, are like chicks in a brood. They need someone to protect them, not someone to tell them to protect themselves or to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Often they have no boots, let alone bootstraps. And what about the mother hen? Here's the interesting thing. When she knows the fox is near, she doesn't run for her life. Maybe she knows it would be futile because she knows a thing or two about foxes. Maybe she knows that when hen meets fox, hen always loses. But just as Jesus said to the Pharisees that day, she is unconcerned about her own safety. She's only concerned with the safety of her brood. That's the beginning of the sermon I thought I was going to preach today. I've got to admit that I've been pretty busy lately, and I haven't been keeping up with the news until last night when I turned my computer on to finish this sermon and started looking around on the internet. And somehow I had missed what had happened in Christchurch, New Zealand, on Friday when a gunman walked into two mosques and killed 50 people with a gun. Maybe more than one gun, I don't know, but it was bullets from a gun that killed those 50 people. Gun violence. 50 of our Muslim brothers and sisters are dead today because an avowed white supremacist wanted to make a political statement. Of course, we can't do anything about gun violence in New Zealand. But I suggest that we all watch closely at what New Zealand does in the coming days and months in regards to regulating firearms ownership. Maybe we can learn something, though I fear that our national love of guns, tied to our mythology of the Wild West, and a good guy with a gun as the savior of innocence, and a powerful gun lobby will continue to keep us from taking any kind of meaningful action here. That's my fear. I hope it's unfounded. But I wonder, do we sitting in this church today really want to hear anything that Jesus has to say? More importantly, do we want to act on anything that Jesus has to say? Who will we be? Sly foxes entrenched in our own ways, in our own fears of losing our supposed God-given rights? Are we afraid to even make a statement against gun violence? Worse yet, are we afraid to do anything to stop the killing? If so, I'm afraid we are on the side of the foxes of the world. Or will we be brave like a mother hen? Will we stand up for the innocent? Do we have the guts that it takes to take action to curb gun violence here and now? Or is the best we can do to offer our thoughts and prayers? Now, my thoughts and prayers are with the victims and the survivors in Christchurch, New Zealand today. My thoughts and my prayers were with the people killed in the synagogue in Pittsburgh. My thoughts and my prayers were with those people killed in Charleston, with those people who are killed in mall after mall in America, in schools, going to a concert in Las Vegas. My heart is broken, but brothers and sisters, thoughts and prayers will not stop the next massacre. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know if anybody knows exactly what the right answer is, but I know this. Jesus tells us, Jesus shows us that we can and we must act together to gather those innocents beneath our wings and to protect them. And Jesus, our great mother hen, changed the world with love and selfless vulnerability. There are foxes afoot. We can and we must do something to end the senseless killing. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Christ Church, New Zealand, America, America, Amen. Thank you.